Yo, 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 check this out. This is Fresh Fit out the China Man with the 2 Live Crew.
Yo, yo, what's up, y'all? It's me, DMC.
What's up, y'all? This is the Floyd Master P.
Yo, check us out. Chuck the Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DOC.
This is your boy, C-Murder.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
This is your boy, DJ Paul KOL 365.
Young Dizzy Bomb.
Vice Womp.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Brand.
What up, what up, what up? This is the real Rick Ross. You listen to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
This is a show that shows no limits, broadcast nothing but the real. Interviews with legendary artists, still got love for the underground feel. Rappers with records reveal that additional rappers are coming up, getting put on. We needed a platform to fight the mainstream. The show that you need to be on. Hit up UGS for life on screen and follow up with it.com. For all of your needs, production and mixing and master and graphics, just download the time. Check out the archives and touch with the shows. Study your content and view the digits. Everything free to download and stream. Oh, yeah, we deserve the real.
Unstoppable, we beat, we brought our bitch, we represent. All them chillers on the mic, and we should love to all your fans. You keep the focus, bringing nothing but the rhythm. Come and tune into the dopest.
I'm a madman, going crazy, knocking all you rappers off. It's an aggressive side, he is beauty, it's a black dog. Hip hop ain't dead, represent for the legend. Rapping mumble rappers, so we ain't sitting on the hip. Two pocket beats, dreaming, thank you for the bliss. It's a murder master music show. Free the homie gangsta bro. I see these rappers on these streets, I got my chop about to blow. Stay up on that raw shit, uncut street shit.
Vanilla song, I see you feeding for the show. Let's get the drums, let's get it on.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's your boy, Prez. Man, welcome back to the Murder Master Music Show. This is episode 641. And last 10 episodes, man, we've had all kinds of people. Everybody from, you know, saying Busy Bone, you know, to, of course, you know, Crooked Darkroom Familia, you know, to even actors. We had, you know what I'm saying, Weston Coppola Cage, you know, Nicolas Cage's son. He's got a new flick out right now with Chuck Liddell and Randy Couture called D-Day. Make sure to check that out. But tonight we're bringing back somebody who's been on the show before. It's always an honor to have this man on the show. He's a Midwest legend, and he's got a new project out right now. We're going to let him talk about it as we debut a few of these tracks. I'm talking about Bootleg of the Dayton Family. What's up, brother? How you doing, fam?
I'm great, man. How you doing?
Man, I'm blessed. I'm doing real good. And I heard some of these tracks off this new project, man, and I'm just blown back, man. Tell everybody a little bit about this new album you got out, bro.
Well, you know, I went back, man. I said, you know, I wanted to give them some of that, you know, original Dayton family. So I said, you know, by me being, you know, and the stage of my life I'm in right now, you know, I can't talk too reckless. You know, I got a family and everything now. So what's the perfect title for it? I said, let's name it 93 ID. And then if I can go back to 93, I can be as reckless as I want to be. So, you know, that gave me a reason to go back in my bag, man, and give them a real street record, you know, some of that original Dayton family feeling music, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, man, and that's what I was going to say, too. It's true to the sound, you know what I'm saying? Did you have Steve Pitch do any of the production on this?
You know what, man, I'm going to tell you something, man, that was just a blessing for me. A guy, man, this guy, at the time he reached out to me, man, he was, you know, not that he didn't have nowhere to live. He was homeless guy, man. You know, a young white guy by the name of Lennon. And he told me, he said, I want you to listen to my music, man, and if you like it, give me an opportunity. And he sent me one beat, and then he sent me another beat, and before you know it, he did the whole album. This guy, man, I had never met him. His name Lennon, and he's from Flint, and he was living, you know, in a shelter at the time. And this guy, man, produced the whole album. That's just how amazing he was. When I heard him, I just felt the, you know, the hunger and the spirit in his beats. His beats just spoke to me. So I said, man, I ain't got to look for nobody else. I'm going to let you do the whole project.
Wow. Wow. And I mean, that I see that happen, you know what I'm saying? It's a rare thing to happen like that. But when you find that type of producer, you kind of almost want to hoard him for yourself, don't you?
That's right. Definitely, man. You know, I mean, you know, it's nothing like bumping into a guy, man, that's just naturally talented. He, you know, his beats hugged me so well. I was like, man, I hadn't had that feeling since Steve. You know what I mean? Since back then, you know, I got with a producer that really just, locked in. He didn't have to make many changes or try to do too many things to fix the beats or nothing, man. When he gave them to me, they was ready. He came to me the right way. So, you know, and then he had his quality, his sound quality was good off the rip. I didn't have to do nothing, you know.
That's why I thought it was Steve. I mean, he's got the sound down perfectly.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So he must have grew up off your music, listened to you. Did he come up off your Dayton family?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, indeed. He said he's been, you know, for years, he's been wanting to, you know, reach out and tap in with us. And he just had never had the opportunity to bump into one of us. And he just said he just, you know, took a chance and reached out to me on social media. And I got back with him and just told him to send me one. You know, I always, you know, pay attention to people when they reach out to me, especially saying that they produce or they rap. You know, I always listen to it. If somebody send me something, I make sure I take the time to listen to it. I don't just, you know, just tell them I'm going to listen and don't do it. Because that, you know, so most of the time you can find diamonds in there, you know. So that's what happened in this situation.
Yeah. Most definitely, most definitely. I'll tell you what, let's not even wait no more. Let's give them a taste right now. Man, this one you just sent me, and I've already listened to it like three times. This one's called Codes. Man, kind of intro this one for us, Bootleg.
Hey, man, it's Codes to the Streets. Everybody know that. If you're in the streets, you know it's Codes. You got to follow, man. And it's just on the G-Code. Codes, man.
We'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
Codes to the Streets, nigga. You know. Love, life, loyalty, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding.
It's codes to the game, rules that you gotta follow for your ass. Get night, body filled up with hollow. Set the streets ablaze, we gon' start a riot. It's down for the silence, you better keep quiet. Ain't no witness heard of, and you ain't heard a thing. A lot of bloodshed, it's gon' be a murder scene. A lot of bloodshed, it's gon' be a murder scene. No witness heard of, bitch, you ain't heard a thing. Philly, I walk up and do you broad day with the fam. Dead on arrival, there's no need to call an ambulance. Double bag full of money, I ain't got a pack. Get off the plane and cop and bring at least 100 back. A dozen alibis, nigga, where they do that at? Hey, hug and kiss your bitch goodbye, cause ain't no coming back. Started erasing these niggas that went gold. And started killing these niggas, I went rogue. I'm calculating like Wally, my mind's cold. I'm screaming, fuck the feds, I don't have any friends. The line is shitty in between and I don't like the pins. And I'ma let that line catch you while the barrel spins. Wet you like the rain, push you like you in the wind. Better watch that shit you saying when you with your friends. How can you move without your limbs? Ain't no way to swim. Better watch that shit you saying when you with your friends. It's codes to the game, rules that you gotta follow. For your ass get night, body filled up with hollow. Set the streets ablaze, we gon' start a riot. It's devil for the silence, you better keep quiet. Ain't no witness heard of, and you ain't heard a thing. A lot of bloodshed, it's gon' be a murder scene. A lot of bloodshed, it's gon' be a murder scene. No witness heard of, bitch, you ain't heard a thing. I've been killing these niggas with this, my pen bleed. And I've been killing these niggas and I'm not talking ink. I'm talking about how the flow with every bar make you think. I'm talking about moving bundles of money like we bring. And watch my hands throw up the sticks because I know I'm strong. And you in danger, motherfucker, if I switch my tone. My attitude is bipolar when it comes to trust. A pedophile mind, think the way you get in touch. Nigga, I'm clutching and busting like it's the rarest kind. I keep 100 in the drums that'll blow your mind. And I'ma raise the crime rate on all you local niggas. Boy, like a furnace, no, I burn shit. I burn shit. Yeah, I burn shit. Hey, that's no lie. Just like a perm kit. And I was brought up for being a G-code. So when you see me, I'm always in G-mode. It's codes to the game, rules that you gotta follow. For your ass get night, body filled up with hollow. Set the streets ablaze, we gon' start a riot. It's devil for the silence, you better keep quiet. Ain't no witness heard of, and you ain't heard a thing. A lot of bloodshed, it's gon' be a murder scene. A lot of bloodshed, it's gon' be a murder scene. No witness heard of, bitch, you ain't heard a thing. It's codes to the game, rules that you gotta follow. For your ass get night, body filled up with hollow. Set the streets ablaze, we gon' start a riot. It's death before the silence, you better keep quiet. It's death before the silence, you better keep quiet. It's death before the silence, you better keep quiet. Keep quiet, keep quiet. It's death before the silence, you better keep quiet. It's death before the silence, you better keep quiet.
Man, Bootleg, I could actually hear that song on Death Before Dishonesty. I mean, it has that feel to it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Man, man. So you wanted to go back with this album. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And really dig into that real hard street stuff. What made you want to do that?
Well, actually, I'm gonna tell you a true story, man. I performed, man. I was out in Alabama, and I performed, uh-huh. and it was a show with a lot of younger artists, right? And then, you know, I just looked at, you know, what was going on around me, man. And you know, they wasn't, you know, the homage wasn't right. They wasn't paying the right homage, you know, because I was, you know, we're growing and developing. You become a little positive, you know, and I said, you know, my original fan base, man, sometimes they want to hear me do that raw, hard shit. You know, I hadn't gave it to them in a minute. I said, man, let me go back in my bag and get them, you know, a hardcore 90s. Gritty, grimy feeling album. You know what I mean? All the way top to bottom. Let me go through it and just give them that all the way top to bottom. You know, I'm kind of, you know, it depends on what mood I'm in. And at that time, that show made me say, man, let me show the younger guys, man, that, you know, they can come and get the OG and I can dig into them, you know, them street records just as I can do positive records, you know. So I just wanted to show them my versatility and show them I can go from a transplant to a 93 ID.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. And like you said, the homage wasn't right. You know what I'm saying? It's almost like, you know, like you look around and you'll see certain guys like Spice One's just now getting the homage that he deserves. And he's been doing mm-hmm. this, you know what I'm saying, 30 years. You know, but
right,
it makes
exactly.
you wonder, why does it take so long for these guys to get the homage and respect they deserve? Because I feel you guys are some trendsetters and pioneers of the Midwest.
Yeah. You know, well, like I say, man, you know, the younger guys, man, they're, you know, you know, with any other, you know, genre of music, man, they follow the, you know, the legends. They support them, you know. They want to retire, you know, the guys that can give them all the wisdom and knowledge, man. You know what I mean? I be trying to explain to them, man, that like I told you earlier, that talent don't get old. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, you stop trying to put age limits on the talent, man, because I can get in the booth with any artist. I don't care how old he is. I'm going to do my thing. You know, so I be trying to explain to them, man, stop trying to retire the OGs and the vets and try to learn something from us, man. Come in and try to pick our brains so you won't fall in the same potholes we fell in, you know. And at
yeah.
the end of the day, you know, I be just trying to tell them, man, let go of the egos and the arrogance, man, and just look at the talent.
Absolutely. Absolutely, man. And you know what's dope right now? I'm seeing, like, we just had Schooly D on the show. He's dropping a new project. Ice-T's dropping new records. And every other genre of music, there is no age cap. There shouldn't be one in hip-hop.
Definitely.
You know, you got Willie Nelson on the road, 85 years old, smoking it up,
that's
still
right.
doing this thing. You know, rap is just, you know, for some reason, there's like an age stigma in rap that it shouldn't be. But this album, you know what I'm saying, it's killing. You know what I'm saying? It's killing it on all levels. You know what I'm saying? You've always been real lyrical, Bootleg. How did you develop your lyrical skills when you were starting out?
Oh, man, you know, initially, man, I grew up, man, like I say, as a young guy, man, just doing, you know, the rap thing for fun, man. And I crafted myself, you know, just being in Flint in the inner city, man. I just usually talked about the things I saw around me every day. I had a lot of friends and a lot of talented people around me, man. Most of the guys I grew up around made music or rapped or played instruments and that type of thing. So, you know, it was first nature, man. And I want to give out a shout to a guy I brought in to produce on this album with me, too, to help me bring that feel. One of my GD brothers, his name Big Dilly. I brought him in, man, to produce on some of the records and, you know, kind of shape some of the lingo with me. You know what I'm saying? Because he's still active. He in the streets, very active. So when you want to get that sound, you got to stay next to guys that's still moving in them lanes and, you know, making them type of moves. So, you know, you can keep it, you know, authentic, man. When I do it, I want it to be real and authentic. I don't want it to be, you know, sounding like I'm reaching, trying to reach something that you know what I mean. I just want it to be real.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things I always wanted to ask you, I actually asked Shoestring this a couple years ago. I've been meaning to ask you, the FBI album, classic album. You kicked that off with 79th and Halstead, and
uh-huh.
you know, that's a real ass song, a real intro. You know, it got pretty serious for you, man. Can you break down what that situation was like and how you avoided pretty much getting killed?
Actually, I mean, you know, it was just by the grace of God, you know, to put it simple and plain, man. To try to make a long story short, you know, we got, you know, did Shereen tell you the story Or you just want just the three points of it?
He told me the story from, I guess, his perspective. I know he said he wasn't there. I think it was you and your brother, Ghetto E, right?
Yeah, me, Ghetto E, my cousin E. Dirk, and my manager, Bobby Russell. So what it was, man, they booked us for a show. They paid an enormous amount to get us there, just to whoop us, really. You know, so we got there. We went to the venue. It wasn't a show. It was empty. He told us, fuck the show. You can keep the money. Let's just go party. We followed him. We were supposed to be going to a liquor store to get some drinks. We passed about 30 liquor stores. And when we pulled up in front of this one liquor store, it was right behind Louis Farrakhan's mall that had the 5-point star and the crescent moon in the sky, about 40 feet tall with the lights on it. I knew we was in the wrong spot. Anyway, my man said, let's just run in the store, get the drinks. We got out the car, went in the store. By the time we got to the counter, turned around, it was like 75 to 80 Vice Lords at the door. And they were singing our song, I'm a Gangster, and woo, woo, woo. And they came in. It was real, you know, it was real cordial, though. They chief came in and said, you know, tell your man to fix his hat. One of my brothers, my cousin, had his hat to the right. So he came in the store. He said, tell your man to straighten his crown. My cousin wouldn't put his hat straight, so he turned around. My man was like, Vice Lord, throw your fives. So they threw their fives. They were throwing gang signs at the door. He came back in. He told us, either y'all can come out the store or we're going to come in and get you. Y'all got a violation coming. We ain't going to stab you or kill you, but you got this coming. So I told everybody, I said, let's go get it. So we just walked out the store. They parted. And once we got outside, it was on, man. You know, and at the end of the day, they stuck to their word. They didn't stab us. They didn't shoot us. They didn't kill us. So that's why when I did 79th and Halstead, I didn't exaggerate. I didn't play the tough guy on it. I didn't, you know, I just told the story exactly the way it happened. That's what made it so real. I didn't add nothing to it. I didn't put no tough spin on it. We got caught slipping, and that's exactly how I did it.
Wow. Yeah. And it shows people, too, you know what I'm saying, how real it is out there in the streets. For those of you thinking about you want to be a part of that lifestyle, it can get pretty scary.
Yo, you got to be prepared to pay your dues because, I mean, at the end of the day, you're going to eventually bump into a situation where the opposition got the ups. You ain't going to always be in a winning situation, especially if you're in the gang life. In the gang life, you're going to bump into the opposition when they up. So, you know, you just got to just come with the game. So you got to think about that before you even choose to even participate in gang activity.
Yeah, because, I mean, that could have been it for you right there. And
the police that came through there, man, after it was over, you know, they came to the hospital, said that the only reason why they didn't kill us was because it was gang sweeps. So they were sweeping, you know, the gang areas, you know, for guns and things like that. So wasn't nobody out there carrying pistols and nothing that day.
And they had the paddy wagons out.
They were doing gang sweeps.
Man, that's crazy right there. Now, how deep were you into recording FBI? Because I know you was locked up for part of the recording process. But were you guys deep into it?
You said when that incident happened?
Like, how far along were you into the recording process of FBI?
We was, I want to say maybe halfway.
Halfway.
Yeah.
Man, Shu almost had to finish that one by himself, man. Thank God you're still here, brother, because, that's a scary situation. But, you know, you made it out of there. Have you ever heard from anybody from that incident since then? Like, has anybody ever reached out to you and say, hey, man, you know, I'm sorry, it is what it is, you know, anything like that?
No, you know, I bumped into guys, man, that was on both sides of that. You know, it was a whole lot of incidents after that incident. You know, so it was a whole lot of things went down behind that situation. And I've heard from guys from both sides. I've been in the penitentiary with guys on both sides of it. So, you know, I got a chance to get it from everybody's perspective, really. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, it was a learning experience for us, man. And that, you know, and like I say, I know this might sound crazy, but it was I had respect for the way they dealt with it. Because if we would have caught guys slipping over our way, they would have got a violation the same way those guys violated us. And like I say, they didn't, they didn't stab us, they didn't shoot us, they honored what they said.
Yeah, they kept their word, yeah. You know,
yep.
Most definitely. Now, fast forward, you know, say all these years later, you know, because you was running around doing your thing, man, like many people were back in the day. You know, now you're doing a lot of things for the community. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. What did it take for you to kind of change your mindset and stop fucking around in the streets, so to speak, and start healing and helping the streets?
Well, you know, at the end of the day, man, once you become, you know, active in the lives of your kids, man, you know, it's hard for you to be out here, you know, influencing other people's kids to do negative shit, and you're not telling your own kids to do negative shit, you know. So it kind of put a, you know, a censorship over the things I was saying, you know. That's why I say this album was different for me, because, you know, the last couple of albums I was trying to steer away from delivering a message that I wouldn't deliver to my own kids, you know what I mean? So, you know, it's just when you get older, man, you know, you be more responsible about the things that come out your mouth, because you understand the power of words. When you get older, you understand that your words have consequences and they can lead people in certain directions. I know when I speak, I can guide people. You know, I can guide them either the positive way or the negative way. So that's why, you know, I try to, you know, be conscious about the way I deliver my messages and the things that I put out in the air, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, most definitely. And you know, like the situation in the city with the water, you've been on the front line, so to speak, man, right there with the mayor. I've seen doing a lot of positive things, trying to get things in order. How's the situation in Flint going with the water?
Well, man, it's still a battle every day. Everybody's still on bottled water. After 4 years, it's still bottled water, man. They done replaced like 80% of the lead service lines, but it's still so much more work to do, man. They got everybody that lived there, their appliances are damaged, their dishwashers and you know, the pipes under the homes. So it's still some years of work need to be done before I would even consider telling people to drink the water there. You know, so, you know, that's a disaster that without, you know, some serious government support, man, it's going to be a disaster there for the next 15, 20 years.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's such a thing that could be fixed very easily if the right people put the money where it needed to go, you know, and just come in and just start fixing it. And now through you guys speaking out in Flint, we're finding out that there's cities all over the country that are dealing with this.
Yeah, yes, man. Yep. You know, it kind of made me feel like it was a systematic thing, man. You know, I get deep into the conspiracies, man. You know, especially when it comes to shit like that.
Yeah.
But if you look around, man, most of the communities it's happening in is predominantly African American communities and poor communities, black and brown people, man. And like I say, it's you know, New Jersey and places, you know, Philly and places where, you know, predominantly African Americans live, man. You know, and Flint, I think, was just a test city, you know, because they came in there, man. It was a systematic plan behind that. That shit went all the way up to the governor, man. Them orders was given to, you know, make that switch over to that, to the Flint River water. Growing up in Flint when I was a kid, my parents taught us we couldn't even swim in that water, let alone drink it, you know. So, you know, it was, you know, I just felt, you know, I just looked deeper than on the surface, man. It just seemed like it was a systematic play to poison a whole lot of communities in this country, man.
Yeah, it was, man. It's just like the cancer industry. They got cancer in everything, and you know what I'm saying. And you look at the people that profit off of that. These cancer centers, doctors, diagnostics. You know what I'm saying. All these people make money. So if they cure the cancer, these people are not going to make that money no more. And it's pitiful.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying. Our lives ain't worth shit to some of these people. But it's because of people like yourself that speak out, man. I commend you for doing what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? Real talk, Bootleg.
Thank you.
Been doing it for many years and through hip-hop, and now you're doing it, you know what I'm saying, boots on the ground style. Let's give them another track that I want to close this out, and then we're going to go to the third track. This one here is Imposters. If you can, just intro this one for us, bro.
Well, you know, at the end of the day, man, you got a whole lot of guys right now pretending to be artists, man. You know, ain't never put in no work, ain't never did anything, man, but they out there, you know, saying that, they, you know, it's gang. Like we was talking about, man, when shit get real, you got to be a real soldier for real, man. And it's just imposters, man, talking about them guys just dressing and acting like artists, but really not.
Most definitely. We'll be right back with Bootleg. Don't go nowhere. Thank you.
you ain't true, cause you running with a little crew. You sound a little dope, we sound a little dope too. You ain't real, streaming you a killer, be for real. Boy, I hear that shit you rapping, all that action you don't live. It ain't tough, walk around with your chest puff. Hell duck when a nigga call you bluff. Nigga, you're not G's, mobsters or anything you claim. You also wanna be imposters, so fucking up the game. We go hard for a run or two, nigga light a blunt or two. Then we roll up on you.
Life, man. So it's been a blessing. I just been staying busy, and you know, my kids keep me young, man, and active, and being, like you say, being on the ground in Flint, you know, moving around, you know, the communities, man. It's just keeping me healthy. I feel great, man. I feel 100% better than I did before I had it. So you know, God is good.
Yeah, definitely. You've had it now since 2013, right?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Awesome.
Brand new heart, man. You know, and you know, a lot of people don't get that chance that I had, man. You know, I got an opportunity, man. So, and I think that kind of changed my, you know, my view on helping as many people as I can while I'm here, because you know, going through that situation showed me really how short life is, and you know how unexpected death can be. So, you know, while I'm here, man, I just want to leave my mark on people. I want people to be able to stand up at my funeral and tell the truth that I really helped people. I was a good guy. When they say that, I want them to mean it when they say it about me. I don't want people to just stand up at my funeral and have to lie, you know. So that's why I try to be the best person I can be. I treat people the way I want to be treated, man, and I respect people that respect me. And I'm going to help anybody I can help, you know, and that's just the way I'm going to live it, man, you know.
Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely, man. And that's a real beautiful thing, man. You got a second lease on life, so to speak, and you definitely are making the best of it. Another thing I wanted to ask you too before we get out of here, you know, we had Shu on a few months back, and he said you guys were in the process of working on a TDF album with Steve Pitch in the mix as well. How far along is that, the Dayton Family project?
Yeah, like I say, man, we in the process phase, man. Like I live in another city, and so me and Stream, we get together, man, we talk, man. I'm going to just be 100% honest with you. you know, getting everybody on the same page has been a battle, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, me and String love each other, man, and we talk every day. So, you know, we're going to get it done, man, because before I do anything else, the next thing people are going to get from me is Dayton Family. After this album, and String ain't going to do nothing else until it's Dayton Family. So the next time y'all hear something from us, it's going to be the full group together.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because you've both been killing it solo-wise. I mean, everything you guys put out is 100% solid. You know what I'm saying? So that's making everybody want that TDF that much more as well, you know, because we know what we're going to get.
And the bar is so high. We want to make sure when we drop this next, TDF that it just be amazing, a super bomb. We going to go through there and just bring in. We just want it to be just amazing. You know what I mean? So I tell you what, man, this my word. We're going to try to have that motherfucker ready, man, by the time the weather breaks, by the spring. We're going to try to have a nice dating family for everybody, man, by the spring.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely, man. I want to have you and Shu and you doing it with Backstabber and Getaway
as
well?
Yeah, full group, man. Me, Stream, Backstab, and my brother Getaway.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about right there. Hell yeah. We definitely want you guys on for that. But right now, we want everybody that's listening to go get the 93ID album. I imagine it's online everywhere, and you got physical copies on deck. Where can they get it?
They can inbox me for them physical copies, man. I'm at UPS store right now shipping off some. So if y'all want to get it, just inbox me, man. And, I do PayPal, Cash App. Y'all just hit me up, and then I'll mail that motherfucker out to you. And it's on all digital platforms, man. It's going up on different ones every day. So just check the one you use, and they'll let you know when it's going to hit that one.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. And if people want to get at you for shows, features, and whatnot, what's the best way to reach you, Bootleg?
I mean, if it's business, man, you know, I'm going to just keep it gangster with you, man. They can inbox me on Facebook, man. When you inbox me and let me know it's about business, I'll get right back with you. And I'll send you my number, man, that we can talk physically, you know, over the phone about it, man, and make it happen. But anything, you know, if y'all got some work to do, just hit me up right on social media, man.
Yeah. Most definitely.
Ira Dorsey.
Get at him. Get this album. And as we leave, we're going to play this new song, From the City, which is also a video on YouTube. Make sure you check that out. Tell them about this one, Bootleg, before we get out of here.
Man, I'm from the city where the skinny niggas die. It's going down, man. Bootleg, Dayton Family, man. It's Flint forever for us, man. And it's just taking you through a walk through the city of Flint, Michigan, man. I'm from the city.
Hell yeah. Thanks again. Always a pleasure and an honor, Bootleg. You take care of yourself, my brother.
Yes, we'll do it. Thank you.
You niggas small time, petty ass niggas on small crime. Posted on the corner, you niggas got small minds. My team fine, hustling the motor, the cream nine. 40 by millennium, size of a small nine. Block popping nigga, we slid them in all nines. Stones in the bezel, the size of a small dime. Sixes on the Chevy, we stereo Alpine. Switches blowing heavy, I'm walking on cloud nine. What I drink, what I cheap, what I ride, where I sleep. Asking them type of questions, get a nigga 6 feet. And that 40 Smith and Wesson rock a nigga when he sleep. Either you're riding or you're dying, nigga, play the game for keep. Bulls, ghetto ass nigga, I was raised in the street. Bulls throwing up the flag, I die for the chief. Cause my niggas meet the man, get chalked in the street. My mind on the cash, that's a grind in the street. I'm from the city where the skinny niggas die, where bitches tell lies, and everybody wanna be that guy. From a city where we never been a fool, and I put that on my soul. The G way is the only way we roll. I'm from the city where the skinny niggas die, where bitches tell lies, and everybody wanna be that guy. From a city where we never been a fool, and I put that on my soul. The G way is the only way we roll. Mags out, mags out, squeeze, let them holler. It's killer be killer, down to my last dollar. It's either be the meal, stand still and be a coward. I cook and let it chill, cut it up in about an hour. Stack paper till I'm killed, open grave, throw the flowers. Surviving in this game, it's the money and the power. The hollows where the nigga that's a misled shower. Been playing with my motherfucking chips, get devoured. Got an out cold whip game, bootleg nickname. Bust it till it's 50 bitches, call me Mr. Spit. And you can get it if you want it, nigga, all you gotta do is ask. Welcome to the murder class, don't nobody get a pass. Getting activated, rats being terminated. The crime that was perpetrated never got investigated. The hollows that I'm reason. Make a nigga stop breathing, I ain't leaving. And GB the reason, that where you from? I'm from the city where the skinny niggas die, where bitches tell lies, and everybody wanna be that guy. I'm from a city where we never been a foe, and I put that on my soul. The G way is the only way we roll. I'm from the city where the skinny niggas die, where bitches tell lies, and everybody wanna be that guy. I'm from a city where we never been a foe, and I put that on my soul. The G way is the only way we roll. I got a heart like a lion, niggas dying for the paper. Catch me in the kitchen cooking, work up like a baker. My money getting long, it's taller than a skyscraper. Got the Kush Crunch growing on 150 acres. Duffel a bag full of pills, 40 pints of the mud. And what we blowing on, pussy ain't no ordinary bud. They call me Mr. Low Money, ask your bitch, she done seen it. Just bought a small laundry mat so we can wash it and clean it. Demons out here chasing me, drugs like controlling me. Niggas mean mugging cause they wanna put a hole in me. But ain't no doubt about it, I'ma still stand tall. When they kill me, do more than just paint my name on a wall.
Do what?
Make sure that you tell them I was legendary.
What else?
And all the dirt I did, it was necessary.
Okay.
Either stack them tall like Peter Paul, or don't stack them at all.
I'm from the city where the skinny niggas die, where bitches tell lies.